Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Today, parents across Wake County will find out if their child is going to be assigned to a new school next school year. Just ahead, everything you need to know if your student will be affected.
And it feels pleasantly cool out there this morning. Look at that, some 40s on our map. I'll show you how warm it will be this afternoon and when we're watching for the next chance for rain.
And what an exciting night in Charlotte. The Carolina Panthers hit the field for their home opener, Bank of America Stadium, and we have a look at their close battle with the New Orleans Saints. See how things rolled out as you see that ball loose on the ground there. It's 4:30 right now. We'll check in on Bryce Young's home opener as well. It'll be fun. I'm Jeff Hogan. Good to have you with us.
And I'm Renee Chu. We are rolling out the refreshing temperatures. It feels really nice out there. I had to even have a sweater. Did you wear anything in addition to this?
No. You so still know not cold. Better than that.
I know. When Jeff wears a coat, you know it's going to be cold.
Everybody take cover.
Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center. Elizabeth, welcome back.
Thank you. Yeah, it's going to be about -5 when Jeff pulls out the coat, so we got a long way to go there. A beautiful start this morning. As Renee said, our skies are clear. It feels fantastic. 57 degrees. Our dew point sitting at 54, which feels just lovely. So more beautiful weather to come over the next couple of days. 48 right now in Roxborough. It's 62 in Fayetteville, so a pretty big spread across our area. But generally, our temperatures are in the mid to upper 50s. 57 in Durham, 55 Southern Pines, 56 Goldsboro, 57 in Rocky Mount. Taking a look at our forecast for the day, lots of sunshine, just beautiful. We'll keep it in the 50s all the way until around 9 a.m., so feeling really comfortable for the kids at the bus stop this morning. At lunchtime, 76, perfect lunch hour outside, and we only climbed to 83 this afternoon with lots of sunshine and low humidity. But take a look at this. The Hurricane Center is watching the potential for a development of a low that's sitting off the coast. Just a 30% chance of it developing into a tropical system in the next 7 days. But no matter whether it's tropical or not, it's likely to develop. So this is out to Thursday. We'll start to see some increasing clouds. And by late Friday, we begin to see some rain pushing in. Now, there are several different versions of computer models that show differing amounts of rain for us. But right now, it looks like it will likely be fairly wet late Friday into late Saturday. We'll talk about the amounts and more on the timeline coming up.
Elizabeth, thanks. It's a swap many students and parents are dreading, learning if they'll have to switch schools due to overcrowding at Wake County schools. Today, they'll get their answer that will impact them for the next school year. WRO's Kelsey Coffey joins us live to explain what's involved with this student assignment plan. Kelsey, good morning.
Renee, good morning. Today, parents across Wake County will find out if their student will have to go to a new school next school year. Discussions have been happening here at the board about whether or not this proposal will be approved. Now, the students would be moving out of overcrowded schools or into schools that are closer to their homes under the proposed plan. But some students who are in traditional calendar schools would have to move to year-round schools and vice versa. 22 year-round schools would no longer have a dedicated traditional calendar school that students could apply to transfer into. The school system says their student population is increasing. That's what's creating this overcrowding. And right now, there are 24 schools in Wake County that are at full capacity. Another major factor in this is that there is going to be a new elementary school in Holly Springs. Students are going to have to move there. And this plan is probably going to go through several drafts before public hearings, and it could get final approval by November. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Cary.
The graduate student accused of shooting and killing a UNC professor on campus last month is due back in court today. Ty Lee Chi is charged with first-degree murder and is being held without bond. He's accused of shooting and killing Professor Zhi Yin on campus August 28th. Now, the shooting prompted a campus-wide lockdown.
Students on the NC State campus are on high alert after reported sexual assault. Police say a man forced a student into a car off Hillsborough Street at around 11 yesterday morning. Police say the man took the student to another place where the sexual assault happened. Other students say they are shocked and feel the need to look out for one another. As of this morning, there still is not a detailed description of the suspect. NC State and Raleigh police are investigating. There will not be any classes today at NC State. Students have the day off to focus on their mental health. This day was previously scheduled into the school year calendar. The university says the purpose is to give students the opportunity to evaluate how they're doing in the middle of the busy semester. They're encouraged to check in with themselves, friends, and colleagues. This wellness day also includes events across campus to support mental health and well-being.
The proposed youth curfew in Fayetteville will not be moving forward. City Council voted 7-3 last night to reject that ordinance. It was presented by Police Chief Ken Braden. It would have made it unlawful for anyone under 18 to be out between 1 and 5 a.m. on weekends and midnight and 5 a.m. on weekdays. And for anyone 16 and under, it would have gone into effect at 11 each night. Braden said the curfew would reduce youth crime. Council members who voted against it said they need more input from the school board, social services, and other agencies before moving forward.
Durham City workers are holding firm on their demands for higher pay. They rallied at City Hall last night before the City Council meeting. Workers are calling for a $5,000 bonus to all city employees making less than $75,000. They estimate there are about 1,300 workers eligible for that bonus. This comes after Durham City Manager proposed smaller bonuses last week.
It was significantly lower than what we asked for. We're not satisfied with it, and we intend to do whatever we have to do in order to get what we're asking for.
We see you in the room. We thank you for your service. We thank you for keeping our city safe and clean and healthy. And yes, you do deserve it. You do deserve it.
Mayor Pro Tem Mark Anthony Middleton invited the workers back to City Hall on Thursday when council will be discussing this matter again.
All new this morning, we have another chance to test our luck. The Powerball jackpot is now nearly $700 million because no one won last night. The winning numbers, 2, 21, 26, 40, 42. The Powerball was 9. The Power Play multiplier, 3. So this is now the 10th largest jackpot in Powerball history and the third largest this year. Next drawing is tomorrow night right here on WRAL.
Happening today, we will learn more about the new plan for this year's Raleigh Christmas Parade at a City Council meeting. The Greater Raleigh Merchants Association tells WRL they will be sharing their point of view about the changes to this longtime tradition. Other members of the public have signed up to talk about the changes. Late last week, the city reached a compromise with the Merchants Association to let the show go on without vehicles or floats. The city had originally canceled the parade over safety concerns after a girl was hit and killed by a pickup truck that lost its brakes at last year's parade. You'll be able to watch this year's parade live on WRAL. It will be Saturday, November 18th, starting at 9 a.m. This will be the 50th year of broadcasting the live parade on WRAL.
Bryce Young and the Carolina Panthers didn't get the home opener they were looking for. The rookie QB got off to a slow start last night against the New Orleans Saints on Monday Night Football at Bank of America Stadium. It was a defensive battle, but a few big plays by the Saints gave them the edge. A late comeback attempt from the Panthers was just not enough. New Orleans won 20-17. Coming up in less than 10 minutes, WRAL's Chris Lee and Pat Welter were there. They take a closer look at what happened during last night's game at Bank of America Stadium.
Today, the group that manages federal and state funding for water infrastructure projects will meet in Raleigh. This is happening today and tomorrow at the Steve Troxler Agricultural Sciences Center. You can find information on how to watch this meeting on nc.gov. A Wake Forest man's life is in jeopardy after he's accused of killing his wife. The outburst he had in court when he went before a judge for the first time since his arrest.
And a black bear is captured at Disney's Magic Kingdom. What we're learning about this incident that forced closures at the theme park.
And good morning to Lewisburg, where you're looking live right now. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center tracking our cool start and our drop in humidity today.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
For 442, taking a look at a beautiful morning this morning. A little bit cooler than yesterday. 57 in Wilson, 57 in Durham, and 62 degrees in Fayetteville. So feeling refreshing out there this morning. And we're going to see a few more mornings like this week as well. We'll take a look at what you're going to see heading out the door this morning. Again, a little bit cool. Well, we're going to keep it in the 50s. I mean, there is no excuse not to get outside and do some exercise this morning, especially if that's your thing. It's completely clear, humidity is low, and it feels fantastic. The kind of fall weather that we're always looking forward to. We'll see highs in the low 80s for this afternoon under mostly sunny skies. This is likely to continue through Thursday. And what you know, just in time for the weekend, we have a low that will develop that will likely bring us some rain. I'll show you some of the scenarios coming up.
A Wake Forest man faces life in prison or the death penalty after investigators say he killed his wife. It was an emotional day in court Monday when 63-year-old Swan Thon Pham made his first appearance since being arrested. He's accused of stabbing his wife in a domestic-related incident earlier this month. At one point in court, the suspect had outbursts and was heard sobbing. A judge appointed him a capital defender. Pham remains in jail this morning without bond.
The military is investigating pieces of a stealth fighter jet to try to learn why it crashed near Charleston, South Carolina. Searchers say they found parts of the plane after a massive search yesterday. The F-35 jet crashed Sunday. The pilot was able to eject from the plane before it crashed. Joint Base Charleston says the U.S. Marine Corps is now handling the recovery process.
Good morning, Ken Smith here in the WRAL Live Center. Rudy Giuliani is being sued by one of his former law firms over unpaid bills. Robert Castillo and his firm allege in the suit that the former New York City mayor owes them $1.4 million. According to that lawsuit, Castillo and the firm represented Giuliani during the criminal investigation by the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York, the Fulton County District Attorney's Office, and Special Counsel Jack Smith during the U.S. House Judiciary January 6 Committee's investigation. Giuliani criticized the suit, calling Castillo false, and he's personally hurt by what that firm is doing.
Now to a disturbing story out of Garner. A man is in jail after more than 200 animals were found at his home that he was renting. Authorities say all the animals were either dead, emaciated, or malnourished. Ronald Kearney was charged this weekend with 90 counts of animal cruelty. Warrants indicated 90 livestock were found injured or emaciated at the home on Trudy Lane. Three animals had to be euthanized. The other 87 animals were taken to various rehab facilities.
It's affected the kids because they would see sick animals, some dead ones. My oldest girl would see, let them know, hey, you have a couple of dead animals in the front yard.
Animal control told WRAL two cows were taken to NC State's vet school and other animals are currently in other rehab facilities. Another man on the property was charged with one count of animal cruelty. Kearney's bond was set at $90,000.
More auto workers could go on strike by the end of the week. More than 12,000 workers have been on strike against the big three automakers since Friday, calling for pay increases. Now the union's president says there'll be additional strikes starting this noon, Friday at noon, if significant progress is not made in negotiations. The union has met with each of the auto companies since the strike began, but little progress has been made.
This morning, for the first time in U.S. history, the national debt has hit $33 trillion. This comes as lawmakers battle out a deal to avoid a government shutdown. The Treasury Department released its latest fiscal report yesterday. Two issues Republicans want in order to pass a bill which would extend funding through October. If a deal isn't reached, the U.S. will face its first government shutdown since 2019.
People visiting Disney World got the surprise of a lifetime when a black bear prompted some closures there. This is video showing the moments that bear was captured at Magic Kingdom Monday in Florida. Officials say it is being relocated now. They believe the bear was looking for food before it was going to go into hibernation. Nearly a dozen attractions had to be closed as authorities worked to capture that adult female, and then they later reopened.
And coming up later this morning on Today, a Florida wildlife expert explains why he wasn't surprised this happened, given the state's bear population. You can catch his interview right after WRAL's news at 6.
Carolina Panthers home opener didn't go as planned. WRAL's Chris Lee and Pat Welter were there at Bank of America Stadium breaking down what happened in the team's Monday Night Football loss.
Well, well, well. In the NFC South, everybody is 2-0 except
the Carolina Panthers.
They are 0-2 after their 20-17 loss to the New Orleans Saints on Monday Night Football. And there's two stats that stand out to me. One, the Saints had three drives, 10 plays or more, each time the Panthers offense answered with a three and out. Number two is that Bryce Young only had 92 yards passing before the final drive where the Panthers finally scored a touchdown.
And the quiet part out loud right now is that everything they said about him was right, that he is too small, that he's not physically gifted enough to succeed in the NFL. But let me get my butt in. You got to remember, Ryan Tannehill and the Titans, a veteran quarterback in this league, had three interceptions, didn't score a single touchdown versus the Saints last week. So this team, they believe in each other, and they believe in Bryce Young.
Obviously, we're not where we need to be right now. But, you know, there's no loss of confidence, no loss of faith in the locker room. You know, I'm grateful to be a part of this team. I believe in the team, believe in the coaching staff.
And, yes, I'm not saying I went there, Chris. I'm just saying that's what people are saying, because this was Monday Night Football. That's what they watched on national TV, and he did look small. And I asked Bryce Young, how is this size translating so far to the NFL? And he's like, look, I've never been tall. I can't look in the mirror and grow. This is what it is.
Here's something that always translated. He always came across with an exuberant amount of confidence. Mm-hmm. Today in the locker room when he was walking past everybody, no confidence at all. He just did not look like he was into it. But how could you feel that way after your team is 0-2 and he just lost his home opener? We'll see what the Panthers do this coming Sunday when they go against the Seattle Seahawks at 4:05.
All right, Pat and Chris, thank you for that. We need a bigger body of work. That's just what we'll wait for out of the Panthers and Bryce Young. Elizabeth Gardner is in the WRL Severe Weather Center right now with a look at what is happening here in the next few hours.
Yeah, things are nice and quiet out there. It feels really refreshing, nice and cool. Our temperature at 57 right now. We did drop to 60 yesterday, but we're going to see this temperature is dropping a little bit more on into the mid-50s. Just feeling great. Our dew points at 54. Such beautiful weather. Temperatures climb up into the mid-70s around lunchtime. Here's a look at the big picture. We have this high pressure system building in. High pressure systems tend to bring us dry conditions. And just to the west, with a clockwise flow, that high is drawing down some nice cool air for us today. We do, of course, have clear skies right now. And you can see the tower lit in blue there up at the top to signify the clear conditions. Right now it's 55 in Southern Pines. It's 62 in Fayetteville, 57 Rocky Mount, and 50 degrees in Roxborough. So almost everybody is sitting in the 50s this morning. But it's noticeably cooler than yesterday. It's 5 degrees cooler in Fayetteville, but 10 degrees cooler in South Hill and Goldsboro. And most of us are feeling temperatures are at least 8 or 9 degrees cooler than yesterday. So that's a big change. 83 in Raleigh, 81 Durham, 84 in Fayetteville for today. So it's going to be a very pleasant day. Our normal high is 82. So we're pretty close to that the next several days. We do have some big changes coming up over the weekend. And it is going to be cooler, 72 Saturday and 78 on Sunday. But not because we're going to necessarily get a big push of cooler air. It's because of a low that will develop along the coast and help to bring us a better chance for rain. Because of that, we'll likely see our humidity going up as well. That low is going to develop off the coast of Florida and Georgia here over the next couple of days. Everything's quiet right now, but the Hurricane Center is watching that for some possible tropical development. Even if it doesn't develop into a tropical system, it's still likely to push some rain our way. So we're looking at 6 p.m. on Thursday, and you can see it sitting off the coast of Florida, pushing northward as we get into Friday. So by Friday, we're starting to see some rain, especially in eastern North Carolina. That's around 6 p.m. At 6 p.m. on Saturday, we're seeing some pretty widespread rain across our viewing area and down toward the coast. It's also likely to be a little breezy with this low as it moves up the coast. And then during the day Sunday, it starts to pull away. So right now, it looks like Saturday would be the wettest day. That version of Futurecast, of course, is showing a good bit of rain for us during the day Saturday. We have other model runs that are farther offshore with less rain for us over the weekend. So keep checking back. We'll be talking more about that potential for rain over the weekend. Now, Saturday is the first day of fall, and it is also likely to be the coolest day of the next seven.
Elizabeth, thanks. It could be another medical milestone. Up next, what you can expect to happen today as top health officials weigh their options for the very first needle-free allergy treatment.
Plus, a new triangle tradition lights up just in time for the holidays, and we'll explain how you can take part in Woolies Winter Wonderland.